Hi, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Clayton.
大家好，我是 Anna. Hey, Clayton, you've been in Taiwan for such a long time. What Taiwanese singer do you like?
I really like Zhang Zhenyue.
Zhang Zhenyue. But what about female singer? 如果是女的呢？
Female singers. Well, you know, Jolene is pretty good.
Jolene, 蔡依林。You're lucky, because today we're going to talk about Jolene.
Oh, really? That's great. You know, I really like her songs. They're so full of energy.
But we're not going to talk about Jolene's songs. We're going to talk about her ways to learn in English.
Oh, that reminds me. You know, maybe 1 or 2 years ago, she wrote a book called Jolene's Diary, and that helped a lot of people learn English.
That's right. 而且我们今天呢，要跟大家来分享一下 Jolene 学英文的方法。Now let's take a look.
English with Jolene. Reading A.
How does Jolene learn English? The easy way. She learns it by listening to her favorite English songs. She also loves talking with people from other countries on the internet.This is a fun and good way to learn English. Jolene really knows many tips. She even wrote books to share her experience.
So, how does Jolene learn English?
Good question. She does it the easy way. So, there are a few different ways to learn English, and she chooses the way that is easy, the easy way.
The easy way, 简单的方法。Do you mean we have the hard way, 有很难的方法吗？
Sure. Here's an example sentence. My grandmother washes clothes the hard way. She uses her hands.
Wow, that is the hardest way. 其实是最困难的方法。She should use the washing machine. 应该用洗衣机才对啊。
Right. So you can do things the hard way or the easy way.Here's another example for the easy way. Luke keeps his house clean the easy way. He pays someone to clean it.
这样真的是蛮容易的，直接付钱就好了。The easy way. But Clayton, do you do things the easy way or the hard way?
Me, I like to do things the easy way. How about you, Anna?
Of course, the easy way. But I wonder...What kind of way is easy that Jolene chooses to use?
Well, she learns English by listening to her favorite songs. It's easy because she enjoys listening to the music, so it doesn't feel like difficult studying.
所以其中的这个关键就是听好的、听喜欢的英文歌。不过我们说这里的听啊，是 listen to.To 是介系词，要特别小心哦。Of course, we can listen to somebody, we can listen to music, and we can listen to English songs.
Right. But Jolene has other ways that she learns English. Now, one of them is by talking to people from other countries. So that means she uses the internet to talk to people who live far away in other countries.
Country 就是国家的意思咯，所以 people from other countries 就是从别的国家来的人。那有没有一个字是别的国家来的人呢？有，这个字就叫做外国人。So people from other countries are foreigners, right?
Right.
Foreigner 的拼法是 F-O-R-E-I-G-N-E-R, 外国人 foreigner。不过在哪里呢？On the internet, 是在网络上哦。
Right, so she uses the internet, maybe email or chatting online to talk to them because it's far away. If you want to use the telephone to call, it will be pretty expensive.
That's right. 不过要特别小心，我们都知道网络叫做 the internet. 但是如果你写下来网际网络，这个网络呢 ,I 一定要大写 ,the internet.
Here's an example sentence. I read the news on the internet.
Wow, that is very convenient. 真的很方便耶，可以从网际网络上面看新闻。You know, I write email and talk with my sisters in the chat rooms on the internet.
That's great. We can use the internet for a lot of things. So here Jolene has given us two tips for learning English. Now, a tip is just some advice.An idea, usually a simple idea for how to do something.
That's right. Tip, T-I-P 呢是个名词，就是我们中文说的诀窍啦，或者是秘诀。它是一种方法，但是是一种的特别的技巧。所以我们说是诀窍或者是秘诀。You know what? Actually, Jolene really knows many tips.
Yeah.In her book, there are many ideas for how you can learn English. And most of them are just simple and fun.
Yeah, so she wrote books to share her experience.
Right. When you share, that just means you give something that you have to other people. Or you let others use something that you have.
所以 share 翻成中文的话呢，就是分享的意思。Hey Clayton, do you want to share your experience in learning Chinese? 要不要分享一下你学中文的经验呢?
Sure, but I want to tell our listeners what experience means first. Now, experience is just anything that happens in your life. So, things that happen in my life are my experience. And if I share it with others, that means other people can learn from what happened to me.
所以我们刚刚听到其实有两个重点。第一个重点当然就是 experience。experience 是名词，就是经验的意思。可是刚才 Clayton 特别有提到 share his experience with others， 和别人分享他的经验。所以这个 share 呢，其实后头会带一个介系词 ，you share something with somebody。Now you can share your experience in learning Chinese with us.
Well, learning Chinese wasn't easy. But you know, I found it very helpful to ask my friends. When I would see a sign I didn't understand or hear a word I didn't know, I would just ask them. And my friends were always happy to tell me what it meant.
问当然是一个好方法, but do you listen to Chinese songs?
I do. I told you, I like Zhang Zhengyue. He's one of my favorite singers.So I listen to his songs, I learn the words, and then I can sing them in KTV.
Good for you. Do you memorize Chinese articles, 背一些文章吗?
No, I think articles are too long for me to memorize. But I do memorize words.
You memorize words. Do you talk with friends on the internet using Chinese?
Yes.It's a good way to learn how to write in Chinese.
不过我既然提到 Jolene, 我知道这么样多的 tips, 诀窍，到底它的诀窍有哪些呢？我们先休息一下，待会回来，我们来分享一下 Jolene 她到底学英文有什么样的 tips。
English with Jolene. Reading B.
In her books, Jolene says English words go together like clothes. So, if you know help, can you guess the meaning of helpful? Yes, you're right. It means giving lots of help. Or try to remember words together with their friends. For example,You can learn rain and rainbow at the same time.
So, Jolene gives us some different ways to think about English. She says here, English words go together like clothes. So, it's like when you think about English words, you can match them together like you match clothes.
That's right, you can match.可以随意的做配对啊。不过在这里我们提到的 go together, that means together?
Yeah, so if two things go together well, It's kind of like they match or they fit.
Yeah, English words match and fit together. 可以互相的搭配咯。不过到底是什么意思呢? What exactly does that mean?
Well, in our article, there is an example. It says, so, if you know the meaning of help, you can guess the meaning of helpful. Now, meaning is just what a word means.Or what something else means.
好，我们先了解这个 meaning 是什么意思。Meaning 呢是名词，就是意义的意思。如果你知道 help 帮助这个字的意思的话，你大概可以猜得出来 helpful 的意义 meaning 是什么。
So here's an example sentence for meaning. The meaning of this sign is no dogs.
No dogs. 所以有一些 signs 可能会有些 meanings. 像 body language can have meanings too.
Right. So what Jolene is trying to teach us is that if you know the meaning of one word, then you can guess the meaning of another word that is similar. So when you guess, that means you don't know the answer for sure, but you just give an idea and try to answer.
That's right. 所以还有一个关键字是这个 guess. Guess 就是动词猜的意思。好，如果你真的不晓得 helpful 是什么意思的话， how can you guess? 其实呢，这里的 ful 结尾就是充满着很多的意思。所以 helpful 就是形容词，有帮助的或者是有注意的。
Right. So you can see the word help. You can see ful on the end. And you know that helpful means giving lots of help.
所以其实我们刚刚学过 meaning 这个字叫做意义，甚至我们可以在 meaning 之后加上 ful, meaningful 就变成是有意义的。
Right, and maybe you know that ly on the end of a word changes an adjective to an adverb. So if you know slow,then you can probably guess what slowly means.
这个例子我觉得举得蛮好的。像我们常说 ,ly 结尾就变成副词啦。所以如果 slow, 慢的是形容词 ,slowly 就变成副词慢慢的 ,slowly.
Or maybe you put together two words that you know. You know the word news and you know the word paper. Put them together, what do you get?
Newspaper. That's right. 所以这其实是 Jolene's second tip, 是她第二个诀窍，对不对？她说 try to remember words together with their friends.
Right. So words have friends. That just means that some words go well with other words. Like Jolene says about words being like clothes.
所以其实我们在这边提到的字的朋友呢，就是可以互相配起来的所谓的搭配字。像刚才 Clayton 就说了 ,news 是新闻 ,paper 是纸，那么 newspaper 当然就成为了报纸咯。不过在这句话当中有一个 together with.
Right. When you say together with, it means just the same thing as with.Two things are together with each other.
其实 together with 就是 with 的意思啦。不过 together 在这里语气有一点强调的意味。可是在这里呢 ,Jolene 就有举个例子 ,rain and rainbow. 其实这里的 B-O-W 本来念成 bow。bow 呢就是那种弓状物啦或者是弓箭的弓。那么在下雨的时候才会出现的 rainbow, 当然就是彩虹咯。
Right.So, if you know rain, then it's easy to study the meaning of rainbow. If you think of the words together as friends, it's easier to remember them.
That's right. So, if you know the meaning of cow, 牛, then you can guess the meaning of cowboy.
Right. It's a boy who looks after the cows.
那当然就是牛仔咯。If you know the meaning of snow, then you can know the meaning of snowman.
Right, it's a man made of snow.
所以 snowman 当然就是雪人咯。
Here's another one. You know sun and you know glasses. What are sunglasses?
Sun 就是太阳 glasses 就是眼镜。所以 sunglasses 当然就是太阳眼镜咯。
And the really good thing is that you can learn a lot of words at the same time. Now, at the same time just means at once, at the same time.
At the same time 是时间副词，指的就是同时的意思。我们同时可以做什么呢？ Well, we can eat and watch TV at the same time.
Right, but you can't listen to the radio and watch TV at the same time.
I don't think so. You know, some students really like to read and listen to music at the same time.
Right, but not me. I can't do it.
Do you think we can continue our show and take a break right now at the same time?
No, we can't do that. We need to take a break, and you need to come back and watch the rest of our show in just a moment.
Word power.
All right, I get to be on the show about Jolene.
Jolene.
I didn't get to teach, but I'm here to do word power.
How? Word power.
Okay, the first word is tip. Tip.
Tip 是名词，也就是诀窍。
Do you have any tips for playing basketball well?
你有没有把篮球打好的诀窍呢？
That's a good thing to have if you play basketball.
That's right.
The second word is experience. Experience.
Experience 是名词，就是经验。
Mr. Smith has lots of experience in teaching.
Smith 先生很有教学经验。
Okay, now the third word is meaning. Meaning.
Meaning 是名词，也就是意义。
The meaning of cafe is coffee shop.
Cafe 的意思就是咖啡馆。It's a French word.
It is, and I understand. Cafe, cafe, coffee, cafe, they're so close.
对啊 coffee, cafe, cafe, 咖啡馆
Okay, the last one today is together with. Together with.
Together with 是个介系词片语，也就是连同。
The shirt, together with this skirt,cost me only $199 NT.
Wow, 这件上衣连同裙子只花了我199元呢。What a great deal.
A great deal. It's not my skirt, though.
Oh.
Okay, that's all we have for you. Don't go anywhere.
In mind.
Hey Bill, would you like to have dinner together tonight?
I would love to. Hey, let's make dinner at my house.
Sounds like a good idea. How about cooking some fish?
Oh, that sounds good. I love fish. And I have an idea. I'll mix tomatoes together with lemon juice.To put on the fish.
Sounds delicious. Okay, 我们这里看到 together, 它是一个副词，它指的是一起的意思哦。所以我们常讲说 do something together, 就是一起做什么事情。比如说 we will have dinner together, 我们会一起吃晚餐哦。那另外有一个片语叫做 together with, 就是连同一起的意思。所以刚刚呢 Bill 说他要做特别的酱汁哦，就是要把 tomato, 那跟什么东西混在一起呢？就是 lemon juice 混在一起哦。So maybe I think we can go to your place right now and cook the fish.
Sure, shall we go?
Okay, let's go.
This way?
All right, this way.
English with Jolene.
How does Jolene learn English? The easy way. She learns it by listening to her favorite English songs.She also loves talking with people from other countries on the internet. This is a fun and good way to learn English. Jolene really knows many tips. She even wrote books to share her experience. In her books, Jolene says English words go together like clothes. So, if you know help, can you guess the meaning of helpful? Yes, you're right. It means giving lots of help. Or try to remember words together with their friends. For example, you can learn rain and rainbow at the same time.
Review time.
All right, everybody, it's time for our review time game.
Review time game. 今天要玩什么游戏呢?
Okay, we're going to play fill in the blanks. So, three words, three blanks, put the correct word into the correct blank.
Fill in the blanks. 现在呢,就请你将字词填入空格当中, but...What words do we have?
Well, first, we have tip. We also have experience and together with.
Okay, tip, 诀窍, experience, 经验, together with, 连同.
Right, now let's get started. First sentence is, my dad has lots of cooking blank.
我父亲呢有很多下厨的什么呢?下厨的 tips. He likes to give others...Oh, I know. The first one should be experience. 一定是有很多下厨的经验。
Right, you have to look at both sentences here to make sure you get it right. So that second sentence is, like you said, he likes to give others blank.
因为第二个不可能是他喜欢给别人经验啊，一定是他喜欢给别人诀窍嘛，所以第二个应该是 tips.
Right, okay, and of course, the last sentence. He says, practice blank. Hard work.Is very important.
练习努力是非常重要的。那当然只有 together with, 要练习也要努力咯。
Of course, it's the only one left. So, practice together with hard work is very important for cooking and learning English. So keep practicing and stay with us. We have some more for you.
With phrases. At the same time.
At the same time.
Can we take some photos in this machine?
Yeah, let's make a funny face and smile at the same time.
Okay, we'll show our teeth and tongues at the same time.
Cool! The first photo looks funny. What's next?
How about jumping and laughing at the same time?
Sure. Ready? Go!
Ouch! Your hair and hand hit my face at the same time!